Hello, everybody. It's been a while since I've done one of these. I wasn't thinking about what to say during meditation today. I was purely enlightened the entire time. No, I was really struggling, like, what's really coming up for me, and like, what, how does it really interface with my practice? What practice am I doing, and what is the thread in my Zen? Kind of some themes coming up for me have been identity. So my own identity and questioning that, big transitions and changes in my life. So as many of you know, I'm getting out of the military. It's an interesting transition. Because there's this program called SkillBridge where you're getting out of the military, and for maybe about up to 6 months, you can work as an intern at like a business. So I've been working at Switchback Cafe, making coffee. I'm still technically in the military. So that's kind of a weird dynamic for my own identity of, hey, well, I'm getting paid by the government. I can still go on base and do all those on base things. While at the same time, I'm closing the kitchen tonight. I need to make avocado toast and, you know, prep, you know. That's one kind of interesting dynamic going on. You know, I just got in a new relationship. That's been kind of eating up a lot of my emotional space. And I think for many of us in our sangha, you know, we've have experiences with marriages or really long relationships. And it's interesting being in the first stages where it's a quick succession of desire and attachment and unraveling of assumptions and expectations very quickly back and forth, in getting to know somebody, right? So going through that, especially in a time when I said I wasn't going to date anybody. And then, of course, somebody comes along. So that's one big thing. Another is, you know, I moved out here to Creek Bend Zendo. So there's some back and forth in terms of learning how to live and adapt to another person. There's, you know, now I'm in my 30s. So there's that big transition where I'm no longer young and spry. My thoughts are now delayed. So there's like all these big changes going on. And I think as I was coming up with what to say, I was talking to my girlfriend yesterday about identity, like, hey, who do you think you really are? You know, like beyond, you know, like your hobbies and interests and all those things, how would you describe yourself? And she's like, how about you answer that? And I was not ready for that. You would think when you asked, you brain would regenerate. And for me, I think, you know, it's really hard to describe. So from one perspective, you know, I think there's the ingestion of who am I from my environment, you know, the people I surround myself with, you know, the atmosphere, the air, the water, the birds, the trees, like those kind of things. The environment really creates who we are. As if we're this container of sand, experience, different types of sand are kind of intermixing within this container to create kind of like who we are. That's like what we're interested in, the hobbies that we're interested in, the activities we like to do. I like working out and exercising, going on the incline and hiking and all those things, you know. If those are different types of sand as well, also get mixed in, you know. So we're kind of this kaleidoscope of different experiences, interests, and this collective of accumulation of all this time in life, you know? The metaphor is like the best I could come up with. It's of course, you know, not how it really is, but in a way, I think that really helps kind of sort through kind of the different changes going on, right? Because the move, the relationship, the job changes, all these things, I'm now getting a lot of different sand coming into this jar. And it's kind of creating this confusing mix of emotions. Well, who am I? You know, like I thought I was this grainy sand from Pueblo Reservoir. Now it's filling up with, you know, coarse sand from Honduras. I don't know. But, you know, it's creating this different textures, different outward appearance. So I think like my personality and how I present myself to the world is different. So it's creating all these differences. And I think for me, coming back to the Zen of the thread is, I think with time and with the winds and whatever, and all these other metaphors with time, I think a lot of that sand just naturally falls out of the container. That, you know, there's no way the human mind and brain can hold on to every experience we have. It's just impossible. And so of course stuff kind of falls out. But also, I think for me, Zen meditation allows me to kind of tilt the container out, allows things to like intentionally degas or kind of empty some of those experiences. And what is available now is the open space of change, the open space of accepting new experiences kind of more fully, more directly, more intentionally. And while right now I'm only really sitting maybe once a week, that once a week is critical for me to really like process what's going on. Like there's so much. And I think if I didn't have Zen, I'd be a much different person, I think, in many negative ways. Not that that is positive or negative. I just think it would be more tense, stressful, confusing, and exhausting, holding on to archaic ideas and experiences. And so I'm really thankful that I have this practice. I'm really thankful that I have this community, the Sangha, that really supports change, supports accepting new things. You know, because like I said, we're constantly getting this new sand into our container. We're constantly accumulating experience. And it, when inevitably that experience changes, when inevitably it causes this disruption in who we think we are, because we've historically accepted certain types of sand or experience, meditation's there. You know, meditation's there to let that go. And so, you know, that's kind of all I had. So right now I'm kind of just in a place of kind of resonating and, as the young kids say, vibing with this new change, and trying to just find peace during this kind of chaotic, big transition. So that's kind of all I had. Kind of open the floor to discussion now.